Around 6 p.m. Saturday, close to 200 people made their way into the park at Carbondale's 4th Street Plaza and took the knee. It was a silent vigil of solidarity with nationwide protests against police violence. Taking the knee may not have started with NFL star Colin Kaepernick in the summer of 2016 when he knelt during the national anthem at a preseason game instead of standing with his hand over his heart, but he made it a symbol of protest against racism and police violence. Over the weekend, people gathered across the country to protest the death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd after police officer Derek Chauvin held Floyd down on the side of a Minneapolis street with his knee to Floyd's neck. In a video that's gone viral since the incident on May 25th, Floyd can be heard begging for his mother and pleading for Chauvin to release him because he can't breathe. Chauvin has since been fired from the Minneapolis Police Department and charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter.
We need to change the narrative. People aren't killed because they're black or they're brown. They're killed because of racism.
Carbondale resident April Crow Spaulding was the only speaker at the vigil. She says the event was her idea. She had been camping out for a few days and didn't see the protests about the death of George Floyd until she came home.
I came home and I just felt I needed to do something. My original idea, honestly, was just to come down by myself and kneel on the corner. Then I let a couple friends know, and they let a few friends know. And the next thing you know, we have almost 200 people on the corner here in Carbondale.
The privilege of living in an environment that is relatively free of extreme police violence was not lost on some of those who vigiled.
I'm Johanna, and I live in Aspen. I don't know, I wanted to come because when I saw the video of George Floyd, it really saddened me. And if we just see in the news all the time that police are very aggressive with people of color, and I disagree with it. And yeah, I want to make some sort of difference. I want to do something, so I came here.
Megan, I live in Carbondale. I'm here for the people that can't be here, and because I have the privilege to be here, and I feel like it's my privilege to be able to stand up for what I think is right.
Privilege. Tell me more.
Being a white person, being in a town like this where we don't see a lot of the same police brutality that's going on in a lot of the other places, I think that it's really important for us to still recognize these issues, even though we have the privilege of not experiencing them ourselves.
I'm Maeve. I'm Megan's sister. I go to school in Los Angeles, and I was aware of racism before leaving this valley, but being in a city so big, I started to see it more. I had a friend from Pakistan who was walking down the street, and police would stop and ask for his papers when we were just, like, going to get coffee. And I think seeing that and it becoming personalized for me made me realize that what Megan said, I have the privilege to use my voice. I have the privilege to have a platform that people listen to, and I think it's important to use that.
Mark, Glenwood Springs. I'm angry.
Tell me more.
I'm angry about being born in a police state. I was born in 1987, and there was anger then. And ever since I existed, there's been anger about how the police treat our citizens, and I'm angry. I'm angry.
My name is Erin Galbraith. I live here in Carbondale. When I heard about the event, I thought it was important to show up in solidarity and show my support. Being a person of Caucasian race, I recognize my privilege on a daily basis, and it doesn't go unnoticed, and I want to stand up for those who don't have that privilege and want to create the equality that needs to be there.
April Crow Spaulding said she's glad the gathering was peaceful.
Never wanted it to be a protest or any kind of anger. I just wanted people to know that other people care also.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.